released a study yesterday looking at the use of quotas in closing the gender gap in politics. What did you find?
Well, the key finding of the research is that countries that have used quotas to increase female participation in leadership actually have higher levels of female representation in their parliaments, and that is compared to countries that have no mechanism in place whatsoever, and also versus countries that only have a target for female representation in parliaments.
What does our current parliament show?
Our current parliament is quite interesting, that we have less than 30% of female representation in the lower house, in the House of Representatives. And when you start looking at where the women who are in parliament come from, you see a clear difference between the two major political parties. So you could see how in the case of the Australian Labor Party, that actually has a party quota system, they have around 40% of the current MP elected are actually women. Whereas when you look at the Labor National Coalition, around 17 to 18% of their members of parliament are actually female. So there is a clear gap there between the two major political parties. And we think that the key reason for that is the fact that the Australian Labor Party actually has a quota system.
What are the differences between targets and quotas and other strategies?
Several different countries have tried to use different mechanisms to increase female representation in parliament. Some countries only have what we call a reporting requirement, which is something like what we do in Australia. So in other countries, they have a target. For instance, they could say that they want to have at least 40% of women being represented, in the parliament. But there is no mechanism in place to make sure that that happens. In Panama, for instance, they actually have a target for women in parliament, right? They said, look, when you are selecting the people who are going to be on the list of candidates for election, 40% of them have to be female. But then if the party doesn't comply with the specific numbers of candidates in the list, they are still allowed to run the list for the election. So there is no enforcement of that mechanism, right? So that's what we call it, that it's basically a target. Whereas in other countries, like in Belgium, for instance, and in many other European countries, like in France, they actually have not only a specific target, so they tell the political party, we want at least 50% women in your list of candidates, but if the political party doesn't comply with the regulation, they are not allowed to run the list for election. So there is a clear difference between simply telling a political party, look, you need to have a specific number of women on your list versus not only telling them that, but saying if you don't comply, you won't be able to run the list for the election. Obviously, a political party who are being told that they won't be able to run a list will have a stronger incentive to actually comply with the quota system.
Many people disagree with the use of targets and quotas, stating that the job should be won on merit. What's your opinion on this?
Women still experience a massive amount of discrimination and harassment in many settings, particularly in occupational settings and particularly when they try to enter male-dominated environments. The other thing about the issue of merit is that if you look at the political system and how the candidates are elected in the case of Australia, so in principle, you could think about it as an issue of a popularity contest. But when you think about the pre-selection of the candidates for election, there is no measurement of competencies being done in an objective way. And in many cases, the candidates are elected because they belong to a specific faction of the political party or because they've been supported by a senior figure within the political party. So we're not talking about a selection process that is based in the actual competencies that were objectively measured of each one of the candidates that were running for the pre-selection. It is more about who you know within the political party and how well connected you are within the political party. So the concept of merit doesn't quite describe how we are pre-selecting candidates for election. And the other thing that is very important to keep in mind as well is that there has been a fair amount of research showing that women who are elected, to parliament using quota system, they are actually equally qualified and sometimes more qualified than their male counterparts, and their performance is at the same level and sometimes better than their male counterparts that are not selected through quotas. And this is important because, for instance, one of the things that we have found in previous research is that women who are elected through quotas, they feel a stronger pressure to perform, quite well. So they are more likely to consolidate electorate They never miss their parliamentary sitting. The sitting of the parliament. So they typically actually perform at least at the same level of their male counterparts. So first of all, as I said before, the electoral system is not quite measuring and competencies and merit. Second, women do experience a lot of discrimination in the political arena. And on top of that, there is no evidence that the selection of women through targets or quotas actually leads to underperformance or people being selected being underqualified. So there is really no good reason why we should use merit as an argument against the use of targets and quotas for political representation.
Is there anything else that you wanted to say on this matter?
We need to keep working on empowering women, on motivating women to participate in the political process and to make sure they have the right skills and the right knowledge and the right connections to actually fully participate in politics. And definitely, we will strongly argue for the implementation of targets with teeth, that is, a well-enforced target for female participation or quotas.